Yossi, we read in this week's parasha by Yishlach about the incredible encounter between Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov Avinu, we feel the anxiety building up as Yaakov Avinu is getting ready to go ahead and meet with Esav, not knowing what to expect after all these years of separation. And much to his incredible surprise, Esav, leaving aside the undertone that Rashi adds in, that the Medrash adds in, the Chazal adds in, but just Pshuto Shel Mikra, the simple reading of the text, is Baruch Hashem, the encounter goes very well. Esav is loving towards his brother. Esav reaches out to his brother, and to the point that Esav even extends the invitation for Yaakov to come to live with him. Come to me to Edom, come with me to my land, I'll take care of you, I'll sustain you. And Yaakov Avinu, of course, very delicately, has to decline the offer for a variety of reasons, recognizing that his destiny is not with his brother, his destiny is in Eretz Canaan, his destiny is to build his mishpacha, and not together with Esav. And so, Yaakov Avinu says, and this is in Perek Lamed Gimel, chapter 33, verse 14, Pasuk Yudalid. So Esav says, I'm sorry, first Pasuk Yudbeis, Vayomer Nisav Enilcha Ve'elcha Negdecha. So Esav says, let's go together, we'll travel together. Yaakov Avinu says, you know, I can't, I have the kids, I have the livestock, and the truth is we have to travel at a much slower pace. And therefore Yaakov Avinu says in Pasuk Yudalid, Ya'avor No Adoni Lifnei Avdo. He says, please let my master go ahead before his servant. He's referring to Esav as his master. You go ahead. Va'ani esnahala li'iti. And I will move at my own slower pace. L'regel ha'malacha asher lefanai. U'l'regel ha'yilodim ad asher avo el adoni se'ira. So I will go in my own slow pace, according to the pace of the work that is before me, according to the pace of the children, until I come to them, to my master, to Esav in Seir. So leaving aside, you know, Yaakov Avinu telling Esav that he's going to come to Seir, when he's not really going to come to Seir, Rashi HaKodesh says this is a reference ultimately to the Messianic era. But the point is, Yaakov Avinu says, listen, thank you so much for the invitation. You go at your own pace. Va'ani esnahala li'iti. I will move at my own, sometimes it's translated as slower, but in reality it means I'm going to go at my own pace. Esnahala li'iti. I'm going to go at my own slower pace, my own methodical pace. I can't keep up with you. And the Rebbe Rabbi Nachman says something so beautiful in Likutei Halachos. The Rebbe says something beautiful. He says, in all of these stories, there's the storyline, and then of course there's the deeper message which is being conveyed. So the storyline is Yaakov Avinu kind of deflecting the invitation of Esav by simply saying, I can't keep up with you. Thank you, my brother. I can't keep up with you. You travel at your pace. I'll travel at my pace. Shalom Yisrael. So, but the Rebbe sees that there's an incredible life lesson in here. Va'ani es nahala li'iti. I will travel. I will move at my own slower pace. Afapi shetzrichin lihios zoriz godol ba'avodoso yisbarach. So says the Rebbe, even though there's a concept of zrizos. And what does the concept of zrizos mean? Zrizos really has a twofold, we translate it as alacrity. What does it mean, zrizos? So zrizos means that what we do spiritually in life, we do with a zeal, we do with a gusto, we do with an excitement. There's a zrizin makdimin lemitzvos. When you are excited about something, you do it with alacrity, you do it with haste, you do it with speed. Conversely, those things that you don't want to do, you generally do slower, and you procrastinate. So when it comes to Avodas Hashem, there's a zrizos. A zrizos means that whatever I'm going to do it with haste, with an excitement, with a zeal. But what it also means is, zrizos also represents a constant preoccupation with furthering myself, with growth. It's number one, whatever I'm doing, I do with a sense of excitement. And it also, zrizos also manifests itself in a desire to do more and more and more, to grow more and more and more. So it says the Rebbe, even though when it comes to our Yiddishkeit, when it comes to our Judaism and our spiritual growth, it's all about the zrizos. It's all about, again, doing what we do in haste, with excitement, with zeal, but also constantly trying to do more and more. He says, Afapikein, i'efshar litchok es ha'sha'a klau. The Rebbe says something amazing. However, one must make sure that their growth is timed in the right way. See, what the Rebbe is pointing out over here is there is this very fine line between complacency and overreaching. If I don't push myself at all, I never grow. if I push myself too hard, too far, too much, too often, then I could end up failing. And that failure sometimes creates a certain disillusionment or disenchantment. Sometimes it's almost like you have to set your goals a little bit beyond your reach. But if your goals are too far beyond your reach, then they're unattainable. And if they're unattainable, that just creates a life frustration. And after enough frustration, people end up stopping. People stop trying. So therefore, he says, growth has to be methodical. Growth, spiritual actualization has to be methodical. And sometimes it has to be at a slower, more measured, but sustainable pace. The Rebbe says, you know, the concept of Habala Tar Messiah also. Sometimes when a person wants Tara, when a person wants to become Tar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps him. How does HaKadosh Baruch Hu help him? Sometimes Omrim Lo Hamtein. Sometimes you have to wait. You have to slow down a little bit. Ukimosha Amar Yaakov Avinu Alav HaShalom. This is so beautiful. As Yaakov Avinu said, my brother, I would love to travel with you, in quotations, but Hayiladim Rakim. Sometimes the children are fragile. If children are fragile, who are the children that Yaakov Avinu is referring to? It's us. We are his children. We have such incredible capacity and such incredible potential for growth, but there's a certain amount of fragility that is associated with each of us. And therefore, Va'ani esnehala li'iti, l'regel ha'malocha, asher l'fanai u'l'regel ha'yilodim. Yaakov Avinu says, the children are fragile, and therefore I have to travel a little bit slower. The Rebbe says, the children are fragile. We are fragile also. And therefore, in our quest for growth, we have to make sure that we nurture and sustain that growth in a manageable fashion. And I think here, what the Rebbe is really highlighting is this tension that we often face. On one hand, zrizin makdimin lemitzus, a zrisos, an alacrity, an excitement, more and more, faster. I want to grow, I want to do, I want to accomplish. I have an insatiable thirst and an insatiable hunger for Dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for self-actualization, for an expanded neshama. And so I want to take on this, I want to do this, I set this goal, I set this. And incredible. On one hand, we're encouraged to do that. On the other hand, we have to be careful. Because sometimes, if a person tries to grow too quickly, too big, then it's unsustainable. And when it's unsustainable, everything comes crashing down. And when everything comes crashing down, it's not the pshat that a person starts all over again. Sometimes a person is so disillusioned that they don't want to start this over. We know this. We see this. A person wants to become a Baal Tshuva. A person wants to come close. And we all want to be Baal Tshuva. So again, there might be many things that are inside of me that are broken. Many parts of my life that are in a state of disrepair. The problem is, we know, if I try to tackle every problem at once, more often than not, nothing gets fixed, the needle doesn't move, and I just get frustrated and disenchanted. Even though, again, I know there are 25 things in my life that I have to change, but I can't change them all at once. I have to decide, what's the first thing I'm going to tackle? Finish that up. Move on to the next thing. So it's slower. Va'ani esnahala li'iti. Sometimes you have to travel at a slower pace. Why? Ki hayiladim rakim. Because the children are fragile. If you try to do too much at one time, nothing gets done except that I become frustrated and again, disillusioned. In the process of learning, there are so many things I want to learn. You know, this often happens to many of us. And I start learning, I'm gonna learn this, I'm gonna learn this, I'm gonna make a seder in this. And what happens? I'm telling myself I'm gonna learn 50 different things. And unfortunately, it's not sustainable, it's not possible, not because I'm not trying, and not because it's not important to me, but because there's a lot of other stuff going on in life also. And so I don't end up keeping up with those things that I promised to do. And I end up getting, again, disenchanted, disillusioned, frustrated. So what's the Eitzah, says the Rebbe? Va'ani esnahala li'iti. For me, the best approach for me is to move at a slower pace. I'm going to move every day. I'm going to travel every single day. But I can't reach the destination at a breakneck speed. I can't change all the things that need to be changed right now. I can't go ahead and revamp my life in the way that I want to do right now. I can't go ahead and necessarily learn all the things that I want to learn right now. It's going to take some time. Why? Ki hayilodim rakim, excuse me. Because the children are fragile. We, the children of Yaakov Avinu, we're fragile. Therefore, again, the best approach, small steps, a methodical journey. Just make sure you're moving yourself and you're moving your life forward a little bit at a time. And as long as that is happening, ultimately, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is satisfied. I'll be satisfied. And when there is life satisfaction, there is a desire to do more, to grow more, and to be more. The Rebbe says, for the Jew, there is this dialectic. On one hand, zrizos, quickly, haste, excitement, moving forward, growing, gobbling up more. That's not a Thanksgiving pun, but it's not much like a, you know, like a gobbling up more and more ruchnios. Everything at a breakneck speed. That works at times. But at times it has to be ve'esnahalali iti, a methodical, systemic program of growth. Here is what I'm going to do. Here are the steps I'm going to take. Here is the person I want to be. Why? Ki hayilodim reikim. Because sometimes the children are just a little bit fragile. I say we should be zocha mirtz Hashem to be able to find and figure out this incredible balance. This balance between hayilodim rakim, this balance ultimately again in the recognizing our fragility and therefore pacing ourselves in the right way versus living a life of incredible zrizos. Yaakov Avinu clearly was able to go ahead and master this balance, and may we be zocheh to do so as well. Wishing everyone a wonderful day and a beautiful Shabbos.